Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson and our guest today from Regency Park Nursing and Rehab Center right here in Jefferson for the Chamber Member Spotlight Show today is our administrator, Mike Ewalt, now joining us. So thank you very much, Mike, for being on.
Oh, good to be here. Thank you very much, Coltrane.
You bet. Well, Mike, before we get to a whole lot of great stuff that you got coming up next week for your big 50th birthday celebration, catch us up to speed on a few things that are going on over at Regency Park, most notably kind of a new venture that's now becoming, you know, a full circle for you on the memory care unit side. Talk to us about that particular service.
So our memory care is full. We have a memory care unit of 10 beds and it is full, and we have a little bit of a waiting list there. However, we do offer fantastic memory care services, neighborhood actually, for our residents. We're always looking to see what we can do to help other residents if they're getting close to that point, or if they have a loved one who's getting to that close to that point. Education is probably the first thing that comes to mind. Letting them know that there are people out there that do care and want to help their loved ones. Maybe if we're full, we can maybe help them out finding another place for their loved one to help them out.
Well, let's talk about some of the other services that Regency does provide, one of those being long-term care and also skilled care. Talk to us about those particular services.
Right, so no shortage of beds there. We have beds for long-term care. We do have a number of residents here, but we do have extra beds for long-term care. Skilled care, which of course would be Medicare if somebody needs help. If they go in for surgery and want a place for rehabilitation, they can come out to our facility. Medicare usually picks up the first 20 days. I mean, that's the 20 days are free if they fall under Medicare. If they fall under that, they can come out there. And we have a number of success stories that you see. A lot of people who've come out there and really enjoy it. They do get challenged by our therapy services, but after it's all said and done, they love it. And they thank the therapists for being as hard on them as they are, because they are getting a very good service and getting them back on their feet.
Excellent. Now, you've had some additions or some changes in personnel, and most notably, you've got a new director of nursing and assistant director of nursing. Talk to us about those.
Yes, absolutely. We have two fantastic people. Our new director of nursing is Cindy Fress. She lives here in Jefferson. She's lived here for a few years. She comes to us with a number of years of experience, both as a nursing and she used to be an administrator. Fantastic person there, and loves the community, loves Greene County, and loves Regency Park. So what a good combination there. Our newest member is our assistant director of nursing, and her name is Carrie Charles. And she comes to us, I believe she lives in Coon Rapids. You know, it's a great combination there of the two. So we look forward to many years having her as our assistant director of nursing as well.
Now, Mike, we were talking before we got on the air about your 50th anniversary celebration coming up next Saturday. And of course, this is a way to say thank you to the community for your business being around here for 50 years. But it's also a way to say thank you for your dedicated staff and your employees of being around your business and being a part of the business. Just talk to us about the events taking place during that big celebration.
Yes, the Regency Park used to be called the Manor. Turns 50 this year, and we are having a celebration September 22nd, starting at around 11 o'clock. Come on over. We're going to have a free pork dinner starting at around 11. We'll have the Al Walsh Orchestra, and they're going to start playing about 1:30 or so. I know a lot of people in this community do like Al Walsh. And the reason why we asked them to come to play is because one of our residents used to play in the band. So there's a special connection there. We're going to be having free gifts, games for the kids to play. So bring out the whole family and enjoy the fun. It's going to run for a few hours from around 11 to 4 or 5-ish, whenever we decide to stop.
Okay, all right. I guess you are in charge of the party, so you get to call it quits when it's done, right?
There you go.
And also, you'll be providing tours for people that come around as
Absolutely.
Well?
Come on out. All of our managers will be out there. We'll have several employees out there. If somebody wants a tour, they want to know more information about long-term care, about skilled care, Medicare. If they want to know about respite, we've started respite care. That's huge. We've had a few people use that, take advantage of that, and the respite care. That is something where somebody needs a few days. If they're caring for a family member and they're going to be going on a trip or something and they need a place for their family member to go, they can feel safe. They can feel worry-free about placing their person their loved one in our care for a few days, a week, whatever the case might be. And they'll get the great care that we always give.
Again, can you kind of go over that pertinent information about when your special event is going to happen?
Absolutely, yes. So September 22nd, be there, please. Free pork dinner starting at around 11, 11:30, somewhere in there. Just come on out and we'll get you taken care of. Al Welsh Orchestra to start playing around 1:30. We'll have free games, gifts to play. So bring the whole family, enjoy the fun. You know, get to meet some of our residents. They're interesting, very interesting people to talk to. So get to know them, get to know the area. And, you know, with our 50th anniversary kind of going along with that is our continued need for improvements. And so we're also working on continually improving our facility. When we all get 50 years old, we need a little help and we need a little fixing up. And so our building does too. And so that's one thing that we're working on, trying to bring it in current age, I guess, if you will. So that's one thing we're also working on.
And as we wrap up this program here, Mike, again, you're on here as the Chamber Member Spotlight Show. Give us a comment, if you will, about you know, what it's like to be a Greene County Chamber member.
It's great. It's great because, well, one of the biggest things, of course, is that they allow us to be able to have these radio spots. As an ambassador as well, I am an ambassador of the chamber, and I enjoy that. When I get a chance, I want to get out there. An ambassador helps welcome new businesses into the community, and so that is really nice to see. New business coming into our communities is always welcome, and it's good to be a part of that.
And that's our guest for today's Community State Bank in Peyton Let's Talk Greene County program. Here with our administrator of Regency Park Nursing and Rehab Center here in Jefferson is Mike Ewald joining us once again. Community State Bank in Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.